Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. Thank you for joining us on Happy Auto Ship Day to everyone. It is Friday, October 19th. My name is Tara Wilson. I'm a five-star ambassador out of Northern California, filling in for one of our valued members that is actually tied up in a meeting today. So I know it's unexpected for me to be here on a Friday. But for those of you who are listening to this guest, Ryan as a guest, welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody probably shared the possibility of maybe getting on a 90-day challenge and helping you with one of your health goals, like maybe fitness, weight loss, or overall nutrition, or you might be exploring the possibility of earning income in the number one fastest growing home-based business on planet Earth or the fastest growing weight loss company in North America. Whatever you're looking for today, I hope to give you some insight on Vicelis, our very prized Body Bye Bye 90-day challenge, who we are, what we do, and why we're growing so fast. So just a brief history on myself. I'm mother three. I've been in network marketing industry for about 5 years. I've got a three-year-old, a six-year-old, and a 12-year-old. And until about 4 weeks ago today, my husband was working in corporate America full-time. So our life is just like everybody else's. We were both working full, 40-hour week jobs 5 years ago when I got into this industry, and I saw it as a way out. I saw a possibility of being able to, step into a company, promote amazing products, and promote a system that helps people earn income from home. And fast forward 5 years, our team is now in 21 months, put 1,384 people in BMWs. We have close to probably 96 figure earners on our team and 3 millionaires in 21 months. Well, if you're looking at this from a business opportunity, you're probably thinking that's pretty good timing. So what is a 90-day challenge? It's an opportunity to take a health goal that you already have, whether it's to lose weight, get fit, or just replace some unhealthy habits like running to your local coffee store every single morning or afternoon when your blood sugar crashes at 3 to 4 in the afternoon, or it may be, not going to get the $5 smoothies that have 700 calories in, or the lattes with 600, 400, 500 calories that are not healthy. Do they taste good? Yes. But so does a lot of unhealthy things. Martinis taste good, but does it mean you should shove one down every morning? No. So it's about being cognizant of a healthier lifestyle, saying, I have a health goal, and I'm going to take a step toward that goal every day for the next 90 days. And then after I achieve that goal, I'm going to set a new goal, and I'm going to take a step toward that goal every day for the next 90 days. It's about knowing that cancer rates are rising, heart disease is rising, obesity is now the number one risk factor for chronic disease. So we know that the world is getting more and more obese. In fact, since 1985, the obesity rate has gone up every single year, despite the fact that $61 billion is being spent on weight loss just in the U.S. It's a problem. Estimates from the, Surgeon General and all the health advocates in the country say that the obesity rates could be as high as 67% in some states by 2030. That's 2 out of every 3 people. So if the state has 3 million people, 2 million of them will be obese. That is a problem. That is going to cost us, they say, trillions of dollars. Not billions, trillions. So we all know that we need to do something every day. And it starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with making a commitment. And don't say, I'm going to go vegan, or I'm going to start cutting out sugar and white flour. And we all know that your pantry's full of it, and you're going to fall off that wagon. Or juicing, and this and that. Unless you take the Dr. Oz approach and throw everything in your kitchen out and only put the fruits, vegetables, and nuts in your fridge, it's most likely that you're an average American that's just looking for a simple, safe, fun, healthy solution. And that's Enter Body by Vibe. That's what we do. We say, what is a goal? Okay, you want to lose 40 pounds? Great. Set a goal to lose 40 pounds, or maybe you want to lose 20 pounds in your first 90 days. And you're going to, follow the plan. You're going to use one of our kits that's pre-designed for your goal to help you in a healthy way get closer to that goal. So it's not about making these drastic changes. It's about taking a step toward your goal 90 days at a time. We all know that Confucius says the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. Well, that's where we help people. We didn't invent the obesity crisis. What we did was create an innovative way to help the 70% of Americans who are overweight find a solution that's safe, that's healthy, that's fun, and will save them money. Most of you guys are adults on this line know that the economy has been in pretty big shambles, one of the worst economies in U.S. history, starting back in probably Canadian history as well. We're all in, over North America. Starting in 2008, 2009 was probably the low. Think about this. Our company launched a challenge in 2009 in July. They did $9 million in sales in all of 2009, $34 million in 2010, $231 million in 2011, and will do somewhere upwards of $600 million this year. That growth does not happen by accident. That growth doesn't happen by fluke. So when someone says, well, does it taste good? Well, you tell me 150,000 people are joining the challenge in a month. Do you think they're all holding their nose while they're shugging it down? It's not called the shake mix that tastes like cake mix for nothing. So you guys, look at the numbers. So if you have a health goal and you're on this line and say, God, I really have. I've wanted to lose 40 pounds forever. Why am I not doing it? Because I tried that X diet and it didn't work. And I tried to go to those meetings and it didn't work. And I tried to do that master cleanse when you put all these ingredients in water and drink it all day. That didn't work. So why isn't it working? Well, all I know is millions and millions and millions of pounds have been lost. My husband just lost 40 pounds and competed in Tough Mudder, which he'll never do again because he says it's the hardest thing, but he did it and he completed it. And for those of you who don't know, go to toughmudder.com. You'll be like, holy cow. Okay. And he, you know, I just lost, you know, 12 pounds. My mom's lost 25 pounds. My brother-in-law is down over 120 pounds since he started. We've got a gal on our team that's now down over 207 pounds in 11 months. Big shout out to Tova Costa. She's awesome. I mean, 26 years old. Introduced to the challenge and decided to change her life. So if you have a health goal, you know, and you want to maybe get fit, like Randy Wilson put on about 10, 12 pounds of lean muscle. Our CMO put on over 20 pounds of lean muscle in his 90-day challenge. There's a lot of reasons people join the challenge. What is the reason you will join the challenge? When do you want to start saving money, joining the challenge, getting your accountability partners, your friends, an entire community of tens of thousands of people cheering you on while you reach your goal and have more money at the end of the challenge? That's the spirit, and that's why we are the number one fastest growing weight loss company in North America and why we're the number one fastest growing home-based business. So speaking about home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, you must be scratching your head right now. You're like sitting there mentally replaying the faces of everybody you know. Obesity is the fastest growing disease in the country. You're sitting there like making a list of all the overweight people you know, all the entrepreneurs you know, all the people you know that would have gotten into this if they knew about it. They're all on your list because everybody knows somebody who needs a challenge. Everybody has 7 out of 10 people in their warm market. You know, 100 people, 70 of them need the challenge. Now, will they all get on it? No. But you know that you have a wide open market. So if you're an entrepreneur, you got to think, got the timing. You know, with the shows like Biggest Loser and Shedding for the Wedding and Extreme Makeover, Weight Loss Edition, and all these shows, you got health advocacy groups, you've got the, you know, President's Wife is a big thing on childhood obesity. We all know we need to be part of the solution. Have you ever heard of a home-based business opportunity that was tied to a significant, cause? We're tied to the cause of helping fighting obesity. If you look for our Success from Home magazine that was on newsstands everywhere in North America last month, it's a boxing glove punching obesity in the face. Plain and simply, we are at war against obesity, and we are losing, friends and family and coworkers and neighbors. People on this phone line have lost somebody from obesity. We have a responsibility. So if you're that person and you want to make an extra $500 a month or an extra $500,000 a month, this is the opportunity that is ground floor. We're starting international expansion next year, and we're going to be all over the planet. Millions and millions of people will join the challenge. The question is, will they join through you or the person next to you that got started today? So if you are a guest on this line, thank you so much for listening. Get back to the person. Ask them to send you to facts.vi.com, overview.vi.com. Get some more information and get started today. And for those of you looking to get your high school skinny back, it's a no-brainer. You will have more money at the end of the challenge than when you started. So getting started in the challenge today. So I'm going to take a 10-second timeout before we get into the business. I've got to take a drink here. Oh, I love Vitafy. Okay, guys. So for those of you who made the leap, whether you did it a day ago, a year ago, 20 months ago, what we're going to talk about today is going to be very emotional for some people. What I want you to do, whether you're driving, if you're at house, you're sitting at your desk, wherever you are, if you're outside, pick up a rock, a penny, a key, something good. Grab something in your reach right now. If you're driving, just pick up a coin or a pen cap, something. And I want you guys to hold something in your hand, just something that fits in the palm of your hand. So I'll wait a second, give everyone a chance. I'm grabbing a nail polish. This is the quickest thing I can find. There's probably a million things on my desk. Here's a bottle cap. I'll grab this. Okay. So I want you to pretend, close your eyes if you're not driving. If you're driving, just stare out the window or just stare at the car ahead of you so you don't hit them. And I want you guys to think about for a minute what you're holding in your hand. Let's all pretend for a second that you're holding the seed of opportunity, the same seed that Nick Sarnicola put in his hand in January of 2010, the same seed that Jason O'Toole picked up in February of 2010, the same seed that I picked up on December 2010, the same seed that Rachel Jackson picked up February 23rd, 2011. You're holding that same seed. In the seed is genetic instructions to grow a business. In it holds a shipping team, a law, you know, a legal team, a corporate team that has big visions of taking your seed as far as it can go. It has an international component waiting there inside to come to, you know, to be, you know, illuminated. You've got the seed of a system in there. You've got leadership. All of the people in your upline are genetically programmed in your seed. You hold the same seed as everybody else has. So some of you have already planted your seed. I have already planted my seed. I planted it in very fertile ground. I have tended to that seed day in and day out for 22 months. And every time a weed grows in my garden, drama, negativity, I go and I quickly pull it out. Some of you guys have let your seeds be planted in gardens that are so overrun with weeds, some of them have quit. You know, do you remember the guy that quit? I don't either. But some of them have quit because they put their seed in unfertile ground. They took their eye off of it. And why they took their eye off of it, maybe why they're on vacation for a couple weeks, or they were letting some life event distract them. See, what the weeds are is drama. They're distraction. They're things like TV, you know, family crisis, you know, mental checkouts, letting a boss get you down, letting Uncle Joe tell you that that thing you're in is ridiculous. Those are the weeds. Some of you have let your garden overrun with weeds. Go today and take your seed out of that garden and plant it in fertile soil. Because everyone has the opportunity to be a global ambassador. In your seed that you're holding right now is the complete opportunity. Nick Sarnicola doesn't have different products. I don't have different products. Cedric Harris doesn't have different products. Tina Hockmuth doesn't have different products. We don't have a different compensation plan. Some of us live in big towns, some of us live in small towns. I live in a decent-sized town. Let me tell you right here, as God is my witness, let me think about this hard. I have signed one person up, I believe. One of my promoters lives in the town I live in. One out of 65. One. It possibly could be two, but I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No, it's just one. Just one of my promoters I have ever sponsored is in my town. So when people say, I live in a small town. Awesome. I don't even sign people up in my town. I don't know why. I just don't. You know why? Because I'm looking for people who are looking. So some of you have taken your seed and you have thrown it on rocky ground. You know, you maybe weren't all in. You weren't bought into the life, health, and prosperity mission. You said to yourself, well, I don't need to lose weight, or, you know, the shakes don't agree with my stomach, so I'm not going to take this serious, even though 293 million Americans need my product and probably 300 plus million North Americans need my product. I don't need. So I threw my seat down with a negative attitude from the start on rocky ground, and a bird came and snatched it up, and your business is gone. Some of you planted it among the thorns. Maybe you had the wrong intentions. Maybe you are still in another company or looking at other companies, and you haven't closed the door for options to only build Visalus, and you built it among the thorns. And then your seed starts to grow, and the thorns will suffocate your business. A lot of the thorns sometimes, guys, are in your head. Maybe you haven't gotten over the fact that everybody thinks this is a pyramid scheme, so it must be. Or nobody makes money. The thorns are also those limiting things in your head, like, I'm not a salesperson. Or, I don't know anybody. Or, everybody around me is skinny. I doubt that. Go outside. You want to see unskinny people? Let's show it on Facebook yesterday. You're cracking up. Go to Walmart. Even small towns, even poor towns got a Walmart. Go to Walmart. Go to an amusement park. Go to a water park. Go to a regular park. Go to a mall. Go to the courtyard of food court in the mall. Go to Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and Taco Bell, and you will find people who are not skinny. Now, this is not a prospect fat people business. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to hear excuses of I don't know what to do. If you knock on you go to 100 doors, 70 of them are going to have overweight people. In fact, if one out of three people is obese and a family has four, statistically, every family of four door you knock on should have an obese person. The thorns are things that you tell yourself. It must be saturated. Oh, I heard a great one yesterday on Nick Sarnicol as well. I don't know what to do because Advocare has saturated our market. Advocare has completely taken over our town. What do I do? You know what Nick said? Go saturate it with Visalus. I guarantee we have said that the entire company of Advocare, which I don't even know much about, I think they have a shake because I've been asked how we compare to Advocare. I don't care because Advocare, if they had 6,000 people a day joining, would be the number one company. And since I haven't heard them be the number one company, I'm pretty up on the industry news. I don't know about Advocare. All I know is even if the entire distributor base of Advocare was in your town, it would probably still leave thousands who were not. See, when you start telling yourself all the things that you can't do, instead of looking at the few things you can, even if there's 99 out of 100 things that you can't do, but there's one that you can, stop focusing on the 99 and focus on the one. Clear out your own thorns. Those thorns are those deep-rooted, those deep-rooted fears, those deep-rooted thoughts like money doesn't grow on trees. There's no way I can do what Tara Wilson did and be a seven-figure earner in 5 years. Because my journey didn't start 22 months ago. My journey started 5 years ago. But if you're brand new and in 5 years from now, you could be a six-figure or a seven-figure income earner in this industry and you had a crystal ball and you took massive action, would you do it? If you saw that you were a seven-figure earner in 5 years, what would your present self do if you knew your future self was a millionaire from Visalus? Would you do more? Think about that for a minute. If you looked into a crystal ball today and you knew that if you stayed and you gave it everything you had, you would be a seven-figure earner because you don't know where they're going to come from. You know, you have no idea. Would you stay? Would you do more today? I guarantee all of you are nodding your head yes. Because I didn't know when I started in my first company where my people were coming from. In fact, my number one leader came off somebody who responded to a Craigslist ad who introduced me to her, and the person who introduced me to her quit, and she became my number one promoter in my first two companies. And I didn't know that on her 18th level, after 9 months of starting my business, I would be introduced to a woman who became my, a partner of mine in my first company, who introduced me to my second company, is now making over $55,000 a month in Visalus, and his name Lisa Carter, who should have been on the call today, but she had a really great, she had a women's conference all day, and so I'm covering her for her gladly. But what we didn't know is that somebody that I met on Craigslist introduced me to Tina. Tina introduces to somebody who introduces somebody. 18 levels down, I asked a guy in his office, who do you know? And he said, I know. He goes, well, what kind of people are you looking for? I'm like, motivated people, ambitious people, people who have vision, people who want to make money. He goes, you know, I met a gal at a thing. We called Lisa Carter. She answered the phone, not really understanding why this guy was calling her because she didn't know him really well. And long story short, she is now one of my top leaders making over $55,000 a month in buy-sell. So you don't know where and how your future leaders are going to come in. I didn't have that plan when I started. When I said yes to my first network marketing company on March 15th of 2007, I didn't know that I was going to post on Craigslist, which is a no-no, and get somebody who got somebody who 18 levels later got somebody that 4 years later in two different companies was going to be one of my top leaders. Do you guys get that? So it's time to clean out the thorns. Clean out the thorns that are stifling the growth of your seed, because most of the thorns live in your own head. They live in your families. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's your family. Stop listening to them. So are you letting your seed be overrun by weeds and thorns? You know how ask me about my team. You know how I handle drama, which is what I consider the weeds? I don't. Because you know what happens? If you handle drama and you hear someone's side of the story and then they hear and they hear and you don't have anything to do with it, and we're all adults here, you're letting weeds grow. And the more you listen, the bigger and stronger. Do you know that you can go out to your garden right now and you can take a tiny little weed that's an inch long and it's a one-year-old could pull it out of the ground? But have you guys ever gone on a big hill and tried to pull it with a one-inch thick, it's just a weed, one-inch thick stem, and you go to pull, and man, my husband at 6'6", 220 could barely pull it out. You know what I'm talking about. The deeper and deeper you let those weeds become, the harder they are to pull out. This is your opportunity. You know what amuses me the most is when people quit because of weeds. People quit because of drama. And you know what I say to them? Thank God I value my precious seed of opportunity more than you do, because I am willing to take it out of that garden and plant it in a new one. So you guys, it is everyone sitting on this line right now has the exact same opportunity. I want you all to understand that. 5 years ago, I was working, two kids, now I have three. Rachel Jackson was making $3,000 a month after 4.5 years in her last company. She was never a six-figure network marketer, ever, ever. You guys have got to stop telling yourself that there's a reason that somebody else is successful while you're not. Do we have more experience? If you are brand new in this industry, yes. Have a mindset of what if it took you 6 years like Rachel Jackson, or 5 years, 5.5 years like it took me to get to a seven-figure income. Would it be worth it? So I want you to really think about your seed of opportunity. Do you have it planted deep, deep, deep into the fertile ground, not the shallow ground where a flood can wash it away or a squirrel can dig it out? And you guys know what I'm talking about. A flood coming in is like another company coming and stealing all your people, or a squirrel is like, your spouse saying you're not going to do it, or your friend saying you're an idiot, or we're not going to be a friend if you push that powder on us anymore. Or are you planting it so deep that it gets enough sunshine and water? Now, here's the other part of the coin. Is it does matter where you plant your seed, but it also matters how you tend to it every day. If you guys have a tomato plant, and I've grown tomato plants, if you go on vacation for a week and don't have automatic sprinkles, when you come back, that tomato plant is dead. Now, obviously, network marketing is a bit residual, so I don't expect if I went on vacation for a week and turned off my phone that I would come home and my garden would be dead. But here's the thing, is when you first start it, those saplings, those little one-inch, two-inch little, sprouts, they need more attention than something, because a tree with several inches thick trunk, which I've built a several-inch thick trunk tree, is less vulnerable to the, it's not going to be blown over by wind if I'm not there watching it. It's not going to be dried up because it has its own store of water. If it gets too much sunshine or too little sunshine, it will survive because it's thick and it's thriving. So if you're starting a brand new business and you've been involved in a month or two and all of a sudden you leave and you all of a sudden you let life, you let one of those thorns get in, and you know what? You just leave your business, it will die. But here's the greatest thing about it, is you have that seed, you get a new seed, you plant it again. If if Visalis vaporized my downline today, which would never happen, I truly believe, and I believe this with all my heart, that I can take another seed and I could plant it and I could grow it to a seven-figure income in the next 12 to 18 months. If I didn't believe that, I would not continue to promote the 90-day challenge. If I didn't believe that every single one of you had the opportunity to be a millionaire or that I could do it again, I could no longer look someone in the eyes and tell them this is a great opportunity. I believe that the opportunity today is 10 times better than the opportunity that I had 21 months ago when we had 18,000 people a month joining the challenge, when you know our top leaders were making $80,000 a month, when they had helped 100 people earn a BMW, when every few days someone was earning a BMW, when there was 100 ambassadors in the entire company. The opportunity you have today is better. And everyone's like, well, isn't it saturated? That's a thorn. Pluck it out. 349 million people in North America are not in the challenge. What if we get a million people for the next 20 years? A million people a month for the next 20 years. That would be 240 million people that would still not hit the entire overweight population currently in the U.S. Did you think about that? And remember, the U.S. and Canada is only 1/18th of the world population. And I know because Nick said it on his wall yesterday, we are going international next year. Next year is 3 months away. I don't know if it's 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months, but we're going international next year. Think of the possibilities of the branches of your tree if you get somebody in one of those countries and they put in 10,000. You don't know who's on your team that knows somebody who knows a neighbor that owns a shop, that has a friend who's from that country and introduces you. And you don't have that plan right now, but here's what I do know. The only way to kill that seed, you want to take a hammer and smash it into a billion pieces, is to quit. I know the only way that that seed does not have a chance of survival is if you quit. If you don't, you can keep replanting it over and over again. If your garden gets overgrown with weeds, take it out, clear out the drama, and plant it again. If you let drama, weeds, thorns, drama, fears, limiting things, steal your chance of being a six or seven figure earner, then you are not valuing the seed of opportunity. You are not 100% bought in to the mission of life, health, and prosperity. That's your job to do. You're accountable to you and your mindset. You're accountable to being bought into that and wanting to share it with others, because if you're not bought into it, nobody else will be. So, you know, do a checkup from the neck up and find out where you're at right now. What emotional state are you at? Are you giving excuses? More importantly and worse, are you taking them from your team? And I'm going to talk for 60 more seconds and then I'm going to go because I know it's 12:30. When somebody tells me they're not going to national convention, I don't accept their excuse. Unless you are having a baby, getting married, standing up in a wedding, or have a scheduled surgical procedure that is life necessity, there is no excuse. If you can't go because of work, guess what? If you ask for time off this year, you may never have to ask somebody for time off again in your life. The other day I had somebody from another team. She was under Rhonda and Miranda, three-star and Royal Ambassadors, and she sent me a private message. She says, can I ask you something? I said, sure. She says, do you treat your team like this? I go, what do you mean? She goes, Rhonda and Miranda put on their wall in capitals, if you don't go to a convention, we will not work with you. She goes, do you treat your people like that? You know, the easy way out for Tara Wilson, who's not the upline of this person, has no vested interest, and I don't care. The easy would have been like, no, I don't treat my team like that. Sorry, have a good day. That would have been the easy way. But you know what I said? I didn't say anything about their comment. I said, why aren't you going to NST? See, I don't even buy the excuses from somebody else's team. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, why are you going to NST? She says, well, because I have to work on Friday and it's orchard season and I work on orchard and my boss said I can't have it off. I said, can you take a flight on Friday? She goes, well, is it a big deal if I miss Friday? I go, no. If you can make it Saturday and Sunday, is it better than missing it completely? Can you check if there's flights out on Sunday? She messaged me back 2 days later and said, I want to thank you. I have figured out a way. I have negotiated with my boss and I'm going to NST. See, I don't even buy the excuses of somebody else's teammates, and you're buying the excuses of your own. Nobody doesn't have money, guys. At most, if you have a plane ticket and split a hotel room, and I don't consider food an expense because you got to eat at home, you know, you're talking $700, $800. If you walked up to your teammate right now and said, oh my gosh, I got a brand new BMW, title in hand, paid in full, but I need you to go down to the DMV today and register. It's going to be $800. Let's go right now and I'll give you the BMW. Fully paid off, no taxes, nothing. Every one of them would come up with the $800. What we haven't done, if we're buying their excuses, is we haven't sold them the value of why their excuse is not more important than what they're going to get from the event. So who are you trying to sell your excuse to? Have you sold it? You've probably sold it to yourself. Some people have an arsenal of excuses ready, like, oh, thought babysitter problem. Oh, can't do it. Boss won't let me out. Oh, husband said no. Oh, whatever it is. I don't have money. I don't have time. Blah, 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 blah. That's an excuse you've sold yourself. Now you're trying to sell your team on it. Only don't let them sell it to you. I won't let them sell it to me. I'm not going to make anyone feel bad. But you know what? That's an excuse. I live in the accountability zone. And I'm accountable to my seed and every single branch, every bud, every blossom, which is all of you. I am accountable to all of you. And I'm going to be there to keep you accountable because I'm going to protect the legacy of what we are all creating together for the rest of our lives. I'm going to do whatever I can to take out the weeds and the thorns as fast as possible because that's the only way we will take this into a multi-decade legacy. And go for the mission of beating Amway and beating Avon and being the number one direct selling company on planet Earth. I don't care what other people's teams are doing. I don't care what they're saying. I'm talking about our team. We are an awesome team with awesome leadership and great people. And I want us all to take our seeds and I want us to plant it in the most deep, fertile, amazing ground. Give it sunshine and water today. Give it love. Nurture it. Care for it. Protect it. When the drama comes, when the negativity comes, when the fears comes, pluck it out as soon as possible and move on. Thank you guys. Have an awesome week and we'll see you back here on Monday. Love you all. This call is officially a wrap.